翻到约翰福音第二十一章。
Let's turn to John 21.
约翰福音第二十一章。
Gospel of John 21.
第二十一章第十六节。
Verse 16.
这里说哈，这个耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”
He said to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?"
我要大家只看这句话，你爱我吗？
I just want you to focus on "lovest thou me?"
主耶稣在问约翰，你爱我吗？
Jesus
asked Simon. 他问彼得，问彼得，你爱我吗？
Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Lovest thou me?"
翻到帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
Second, then go to Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第五节。
Chapter 3:5.
只是前面的三分之二这一段话，愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神。
And the Lord direct your heart into the love of God.
愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神。
And the Lord direct your heart into the love of God.
我今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹一同来思想，也交通到爱主这件事情。
Today we want to ponder about loving God.
刚刚主耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
We see Jesus asking Peter, "Lovest thou me?"
当我在准备这个要交通这个事情的时候
，When I was preparing to fellowship on this,
我似乎在问我自己。我爱主吗？
I'm kind of asking myself, do I love the Lord?
或者主在问我，我爱他吗？
Or the Lord asking me, lovest thou me?
我后来想一想，我今天来讲这个题目还蛮应景的哈。
应景是什么？应景是什么？
应景啊，就是今天是 Valentine。
Oh, it's very timely because today is Valentine's Day.
这个今天情人节哈、啊，我想每一个做太太的女朋友都是会问你爱我吗
？Oh, maybe all the wives or the girlfriends are asking, do you love me?
这个是我们说这个很少男的去问他你爱我吗？都是女生在问男的你爱我吗
？It seems there are fewer men asking the other half whether you love me, but it's usually the ladies who are asking this question.
但你看这里，主耶稣在问。
But here, the Lord is asking.
主耶稣在问彼得，你爱我吗？
The Lord is asking Peter, "Lovest thou me?"
主也在问我们，你爱我吗
？And the Lord is asking us, "Do you love me?"
很明显，有一件事情说主蛮看重我们爱不爱他的。
It's very obvious the Lord put a lot of importance on whether we love Him or not.
如果你今天看地上的宗教
，If you look at today's religion,
他们如果教主也好，他们讲的神啊佛也好。
Whether it's the Pope or whether those who believe in Buddhism,
他们所要的你信我吗
？What they are after is, do you believe in me?
他要的是你信我。
What they want is a belief.
你看不到他们当中也有人之间的爱。
Yes, there's love among themselves.
他们不会说叫你爱我。
But they would not say to love the God,
爱这个佛也或者爱这个神
whether to love that Buddha or to love that God.
他只说你信我
But what they want is you have to believe in me.
但我们的主不满足在你信我
But our Lord is not satisfied with just mere belief.
我们的主要进一步问你爱我吗
He comes one more step and say, do you love me?
我们今天说信主了
Today we said we have believed in the Lord.
我们基本上会喜欢去守很多的规条。
And it's very natural for us to want to keep this and that rule.
因为我们怕不守这个规条得罪他。
Because to us, if we don't keep these rules, we might offend God. 他不保
佑我。
And he might not keep me.
他不看顾我。
He will not take care of me.
我是出于怕我才听的。
It's out of fear. That's why I'm listening to him.
我不是出于爱，我来听的。
It's not out of love.
但是我们的主不要我们是出于怕来到他面前的。
But our Lord does not want us to be just out of fear.
他要我们出于爱来到他面前的。
He wants us to come out of love.
所以我们看这里说哈，他说这个我们主就是问一个问题，你爱我吗？
And so the Lord asked this one question, do you love me?
我们知道主的本性就是爱。
We know that God is love.
爱的源头是从他来的。
And the source of love is God.
所以人之间会有爱。
Yes, there's love among men.
因为我们是照他的形象造的。
Because we're created according to God.
所以我们懂什么叫爱。
That's why we know a little about love.
我应该讲，我们懂一点什么叫爱。
Yes, we know a little about love.
所以我下个问题要问，什么叫爱？
And so the next question is what is
love? 或者我今天问，怎么叫做爱一个人？
What does it mean to love another?
其实这个问题我就想，就是现在谈恋爱的人上来讲。
Maybe we have to have some people who are falling in love right now to talk about this.
或者想要结婚的人上来讲。
Or people who are married to talk about this.
什么叫做爱一个人？
What does it mean to love another?
或者你刚结婚的，你来讲，你什么叫爱一个人
？Or maybe you just got married. Maybe you have to talk. You can come up and talk about this.
那我们说，我们什么叫爱一个人
？What does it mean to love another?
那很多人都会回答，哎，我整天想他。
Maybe some answered, "Oh, I'm thinking about that."
发梦都梦到他。
Even dreaming, I dream of that person.
我就想这个讨他喜欢。
And I want to please that person.
这个花多少都可以了，就是要他笑一笑，我满足了。
I can do anything just to get a smile from that person.
我怕他受伤。
Or I don't want that person to get hurt.
我要送他礼物。
I want to give gifts.
对不对？谈恋爱的人是不是点不点头啊？不点头就问题大了，我告诉你。
So is this right for those who are in love?
这个，但是你想想看，如果我们用这个态度对我的主的话
，If we use this attitude towards our Lord，
你什么时候想过他
？Have you ever thought about him？
生病。
Oh, when you're sick。
哎呦，病得乱七八糟的。
When you're very sick，
你就想到他主啊，救我。
Then you think about the Lord. Oh, save me, Lord.
你考试这个还没读完。
Or you didn't finish your exam.
你这个你说主啊，给我精神，今天要通宵了。
And so you said, oh, I need to cram for this exam.
我们只有在难处中想到他来救我。
We only think about him when we're in difficulty.
你平常想他吗？
Normally, do you think about him?
我们不想他的。
No, we don't.
如果我们好好想的话
，If we think carefully,
我们可能。根本不是个一个爱他的人。
We are not one who really loves him.
我们有首诗歌说、啊、主，我来到你面前，看到你的笑脸，我也满足了。
There's a hymn saying that I'm satisfied with your smile.
最少我就希望他笑啊。
At least I want his smile.
但是我们今天啊，我们可能根本没想到，根本平常就不会想到我们的主。
Probably today we don't even think about that.
我们只想到帮我。
All we think about is help me.
我们只有需要他。
We only need him.
好，从来没想过我会爱他。
But we don't think about loving him.
这个，但是你想到主的有一个问题在这里，你爱我吗
？But then the Lord has this question.
主没有问你信我吗？
The Lord did not ask, "Do you believe in me?"
主是问你爱我吗
？He asked, "Do you love me?"
我希望今天早晨在这里有个问题进去你脑袋哈，有个问题问你爱我吗
？So I hope today there's this question in your mind: Do you love me?
我问自己，我爱他吗
？Or do I love the Lord?
我们说怎么样去爱主呢
？We say, "How do we love the Lord?"
主要我们怎么爱他呢
？How does he want us to love him？
那我们想，我们今天这个，我们为什么爱一个人
？Why do we love another person？
啊，谈恋爱的这些人，这个为什么会爱一个人
？Why do you love this person？
因为他对我好。
It's because he's good to me.
他对我这个特别对男生说的哈，他对我好。
Because he's good to me.
如果他对我不好
If he's not good to me,
我找别人。
Of course, I look for another person.
对啊，怎么会跟你嘛？这个。
Why would I stick with you?
那另外一个是吧？我们彼此有吸引。
Or we're attracted to each other.
对主是这样吗
？Is it so with the Lord?
你觉得主对你好吗
？Do you feel the Lord is good to you?
你跟主有吸引吗？
Is there attraction between you and the Lord?
我们来看看主要我们怎么样来爱他。
We have to.
或者说，一个人怎么会来爱主呢
？We want to find out how can a person love the Lord.
圣经里面有一个故事哈。
There is a story in the Bible.
是主自己说的一个故事。
And this is from our Lord himself.
他说有一个债主。
He said that there is a debtor.
他有两个人欠他债。
Oh, there are two debtors.
这个一个欠五两，一个欠五十两。
One is in debt for five什么两多少？
两不止，不管了 ，five dollar 不
太少
，$5,000 跟$50,000 呀。
Okay, it's kind of like $5,000 versus $50,000.
这个债主说，我两个人都免了。
And the one who lend them money said, I'm gonna forgive both of you.
主就问，你说这两个债主谁会爱我多一点
？And the Lord asked among the two debtors, who will love more?
那这个太容易了吧，对不对 ？Jamie 都可以回答了哈。这个当然欠多的那个，我爱他，因为他免掉我$50,000。
Of course, the one who is indebted more will love more.
我们看一节的圣经哈，《路加福音》第七章。
Let's turn to Luke 7.
路加福音第七章第47节。
Verse 47.
路加福音第七章第47节。他这里说哈，这个，他说，所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。
Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same love little.
这里啊，他主要说谁被赦免多了，他的爱。就多了。
So the one who is forgiven much, the love is more.
一个人会爱主，乃他经历过主的赦免。
The one who can love the Lord is if that person has experienced forgiveness.
如果我们今天好像博饼聚会，我们真的说主，我真的经历你的赦免。
When today in the Lord's Supper, if we say, Lord, I have experienced your forgiveness.
你要知道，我们通常是头脑知道我是罪人。
Most of the time, we only know we're sinners in our head.
我们里面没觉得我是什么罪人。
But in us, we do not feel we are a sinner.
刚刚唱了首诗歌，我的罪不比那个强盗轻。
The song we sang that our sin is not less than that criminal on the cross.
我们真的这样感觉吗
？Do you really feel like that?
我看旁边的人，我比他好。
Maybe you look at somebody beside you, think, "Oh, I'm better than that."
他比我坏。
He's less than me.
我们真的觉得我这么多罪吗
？Do you really think you have a lot of sin?
这个，除非主帮助我们看到我们何等大的一个罪人。
Unless the Lord help us to see how much of a sinner.
或者这样说，我看到我是多败坏的一个人。
Or I see how depraved I am.
我才会 appreciate 他的赦免。
Then I can appreciate his forgiveness.
不然我们对他的赦免没什么太大的感觉。
Otherwise, we do not have much feeling towards that forgiveness.
所以我们说，在地上一个好人很难信主的。
That's why we say a good person has difficulty believing.
因为他说我有什么罪，我需要主。
Because a good person thinks,、oh, what sin do I have? I don't need him.
我有点过犯，哎呀，微不足道。
Oh yes, I have a little transgression.
不需要他劳师动众的，怎么又说来赦免我
？But I don't need him to do that much just to forgive.
除非我们看到我真的是一个败坏的人。
Unless we see we're a corrupt person.
所以你要知道哈，一个好人也很难。看到因主的主怎么赦免我，也爱不了主的。
And so a good person has difficulty seeing their sin and seeing they're forgiven by the Lord and hard to love him back.
中国人讲修养。
The Chinese talks about cultivating virtues.
我们修养好，我们觉得我不错了。
If you are cultivated and you have virtues, you feel I'm pretty good.
我还常常聚会，我这个对主也怎么样，我做人都很好。
I come to meeting a lot. I am a good person.
你会发现，你的爱主那个都是头脑的爱主，不是从心中爱的。
Then your love towards the Lord is just in the head, not from your heart.
你知道这一段是没时间跟大家读了哈。这一段里面讲了一个故事，一个人的事，就一个女人。
We cannot read this section, but it's about a woman.
她来到耶稣背后。
She came before the Lord.
你要知道那时候人吃饭都是躺在地上吃的。
And at that time, people kind of recline when they're having their meal.
说他们来的都是在背后。
And so when they come, you know, it come from the back.
她想到她的罪，她就哭了。
And thinking about her sin, she cried.
她眼泪湿了耶稣的脚。
Her tears wet Jesus' feet.
她用头发把它擦干。
And she uses her hair to wipe.
他在把香膏抹上去。
And then she put on the oil fragrance.
为什么他有这个举动
？Why does she have this action？
因为他心中感谢主赦免了他的罪。
Because there's deep gratitude in her for her forgiveness.
所以刚刚读那节圣经，乃是说他承认耶稣赦免他的罪。
And that verse that we read showed that she acknowledged being forgiven by the Lord.
也说主，因为他会这样爱我，因为他很多的罪蒙赦免。
And Jesus said that many sins have been forgiven, to, and so she loved much.
第二个哈，我们会来爱主的。
The second thing that will lead us to love the Lord,
乃是我们蒙医治。
Is if we are healed.
我们经历他的大能的手在我们身上。
We have experienced his powerful hand in our lives.
圣经记载，主耶稣第一个显现给谁看到了？
When the Lord first appeared, who did he appear to?
他显现给莫大拉的玛利亚看到。
He appeared to Mary Magdalene.
所有人那天早晨，主日的早晨来到坟墓，主耶稣不见了。
That day, people came, but they didn't see the Lord.
他们说耶稣尸体被偷了。
They said, "Oh, the Lord's body has been stolen."
门徒回家了。
And then the disciple left and went back home.
莫大拉的玛利亚还留在哪里？是谁把我主的尸体拿走的
？But Mary Magdalene stayed there and said, "Who has taken my Lord?"
她心中一直记挂着她的主。
Her whole heart is on the Lord Himself.
所以主就向她第一个就向她显现。
And so the Lord appeared to her.First,
他为什么会这样爱主呢
？Why does she love the Lord this much？
圣经告诉我们说，在他身上有七个鬼被赶出去了。
The Bible tells us there were seven evil spirits inside her.
你知道圣经七是完全数字啊
？And seven is a complete number.
够多的鬼在他身上。
There were really a lot of evil spirit in her.
你以为被鬼附好玩吗
？Do you think it's fun to be possessed？
绝对不好玩。
Of course not.
说当鬼可以控制你
，The spirit can control her。
说当这个鬼都离开了
，And so when all the demons
我跟你讲，我在我身上能够有这种的经历啊，我谢谢主救了我。
If I have this kind of experience in my life, I will really thank the Lord for saving me。
因着主这样的救我，我的回应就是我来爱他。
And because of this saving, I love him in return。
我们有经历主的医治吗？
Have we experienced God's healing?
我们刚刚唱的诗歌，我们有经历过主的释放吗
？Have we experienced His releasing us?
弟兄姊妹，如果你有点经历这些事的话
，If you have experienced a little bit of this,
你自然会爱他的。
Naturally, you love.
没有人逼你爱主的。
Nobody can force you to love.
乃是我经历过主怎么救我、赦免我，我会爱他。
When you experience His saving grace, His forgiveness, you will love Him back.
主解决了我的难处。
when he has solved your difficulty, your problem.
主使我们一些的关系恢复正常。
Or he restored a wrong relationship.
主使我的病得到医治。
Or heal my sickness.
你这病啊，不一定是身体的。
You know, sickness is not necessarily physical.
是心里面的，心里的。
It's a maybe it's a heart thing.
主救我，是啊，医治了我这些病。
And the Lord healed all this sickness.
你经历越多。
The more you experience,
自然就爱他。
Naturally, you love him back.
所以人为什么会爱主？
So how can a person love the Lord?
一个总括的来讲，就是我经历了主的爱。
It is when we experience His love.
当我们经历主是这样的爱我的时候
，When I experience how much the Lord loves me,
我自然愿意爱他。
Then naturally, I will love Him back.
所以圣经有一句话说，我们爱是因为他先爱了我。
And that's why the Bible says we love because He first loved us.
所以我提了哈，第一个是主要我们爱他。
So the first is the Lord wants us to love Him.
我也提了，我们为什么会爱他？因为我经历了他的爱。
And secondly, I said, why would we love Him back? It's because we have experienced His
love. 那我们来看第三点。
And then the third point.
主要我们怎么爱他？
How does the Lord want us to love Him back?
我们来看这个马太福音第二十二章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章第三十七、三十八节。
37 and 38.
耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性。”敬意爱主你的神，这是诫命中第一且是最大的。
Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment.
马可福音不看了，还加了一个尽力。
In Mark, we're not going to look at it, but it added with all thy strength.
所以这里主说哈，尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
It says with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, love the Lord.
如果我们读圣经，你发现啊，当主说信子的人得永生，不信的就灭亡了。
When we read the Bible and it says those who believe will have eternal life and those who do not will not.
但是你没有发现尽信没有这句话了，尽量信没有的，信就是了。
There's no believe with all thy heart. It just says believe.
这个英文翻这个写的不是我 believe 当然也要 with all my heart 的这个，但是他这个尽呢，就是说我就 keep pushing 的，这个就是说我一定要一直下去的，越过越多。
Or at least there's no sense of you know it gets more and more.
但是主在讲到爱的时候，他第圣经说这第一个最大的诫命。尽你所能的爱他。
But here, when he talks about the first and great commandment, says you need to love him with all thy heart.
我们要好好想，什么叫做尽你所能的爱他
？What is to, you know, put all thy heart to love him?
主不只叫我们爱他，主今天这里说尽你所能的爱他。
He not only say love, but says love with all thy heart.
我要来先谈谈什么叫做尽这个字。
So we want to talk about this word. It's like you know.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，特别是年轻人，我说尽你的本分。
So when we talk to young people, we say you have to make sure you put all your effort.
那什么叫尽你的本分呢
？What does it mean to put all your effort there?
我最近跟我儿子说啊，我说啊，你读书要尽你的本分。
So I tell my son, you need to put all your effort to study.
我说是。考试是你没办法掌握的。那学霸是另外讲啊，这个考试是你没办法掌握的。
You cannot control the exam.
但是功课你是可以掌握的。
But you know homework you have.
好好把功课做好。
You need to do your homework well.
那如果老师有 bonus point.
And if there's bonus points.
把它做了。
You need to do that too.
这个叫做我尽我能够在我这里掌握的，我尽量把它做好。
That means I do my best, all that I can.
考试 临床的表现。
And then, you know, when the exam comes,
你也不是先看过题目的。
You don't know what the questions are.
那个就看主要怎么继续带我了。
Then you leave it to the Lord to help you.
所以这个叫做我尽我的本分。
That's what putting all your effort or doing your best is.
你知道这个哈，我来美国之后，我就开始学这件事情。
After I came to the U.S., I start learning this thing.
什么叫做尽我的本分？
What is to do my best?
你知道这个我进研究院的时候，
When I entered a graduate school,
在这个我基本上我的同学每一个都拿到 TA RA.
Basically, all my classmates got either TA or RA.
就是都拿到助教。
So they got assistantships.
25% 还是50%？
They got maybe 25 or 50%.
我什么都没有。
And I didn't get anything.
我那时候只是想说，我说主，你这个可以不？这个父母已经养了我四年大学了，这个研究院可不可以我自己养自己啊
？And I said to the Lord, my parents have supported me 4 years of college. Can you help me so I can support myself?
我们那时候在 computer science department 这个就是去找 dean。这个哪不一进来没钱的人都去找 dean。
So at that time, if you don't have money, you go to the dean.
所以既然是这样子，那我去嘛。这个我觉得这是我本分去的，我给懒在家里，你不给我就算了。
Well, of course I can just not go and just stay home, but at least to, you know, it's my part to do, to go to the dean.
我每天见他。
And we go to him every day.
你知道见他的人是什么人？中国人，这个、反正中国包括香港、台湾、中国，还有这个台韩国人、日本人，就是这个都是外国人，印度人，一批排队的。
The all who are lining up there are internationals, like Chinese from Hong Kong, Taiwan, Korean.
那每个进去就是拐头走，都没有嘛，是不是
？And everybody come back without anything.
一个礼拜没有。
One week there was nothing.
我跟主说。在他还没叫我不要来之前，我继续来。
And I said to the Lord, until he tells me not to come, I will keep on.
我他如果已经告诉我不要来，那我还来干嘛？这个，但我跟主说，主，我只是有个希望说，主有个盼望说，主可不可以 somehow 你给我有个助学金
？And I just said to the Lord, somehow maybe you can give me this assistance.
第二个礼拜没有。
So second week again there was nothing.
他还是说 come back next week.
But then the dean said you can come back next week.
你知道我们那时候是 quarter system, 十一个礼拜就没了。
At that time it's a quarter system.
不像现在 semester 16、17个礼拜。
Only 10 weeks and then it's gonna be over.
第三个礼拜还没有。
Third week still nothing.
我们的 dean.
And our dean.
还跟我说 come back next week.
Then still said come back next week.
第四个礼拜。
So it's the fourth week.
我说这个已经学习跟一半都过去了。
No, we're almost half time.
我说我可以说无望。
Maybe I can.
还那个队是越来越少人了，我告诉你。
And true enough, the line is shorter.
就是没人要来排了，何苦嘛？傻瓜，一个人站在那里，就整天就好像是这个是干嘛的
？Because people think, you know, what's the point?
但对我来讲，我只是说主，你还没解救他，叫我不要来。
But to me, unless the Lord said to the,
我尽我的本分，我还是去的。
So.I'm gonna do all my best and go.
第四个礼拜过了。
So the fourth week passed.
他有点声音，就是说可能没有，不过 you come back next week.
He said maybe you won't get any, but still come back.
他已经开始讲了，可能这个学期没有了。
Because he's saying, you know, probably.
还叫我回去。
But still saying you can come.
你知道我常常觉得哈，我常跟你们讲，我们对什么事不要什么都操纵在你手上。
Don't think that everything is in your hand.
我一直记得神怎么对待约瑟的。
I always remember how God treated Joseph.
约瑟被打到敌人最底层去了。
Joseph was put down to the lowest level.
到了监狱了。
To the prison.
监狱长看到他就是爱他。
And still, when the prison head saw him, was pleased.
说圣经有一个字叫做他谁面前他都蒙恩典。
So whoever he's facing, he's always blessed.
我不知道是不是我的 dean 对我特好。
I don't know if because the dean is good to me.
过了四个礼拜我还去了。
And so after 4 weeks I was still.
我忘记哪一天了。
I don't remember which day.
我一开门进去。
When I went in.
他说 Mr. Lee.
He said Mr. Lee.
他说这个学期可能没有了。
He said probably this quarter there's not going to be any.
我在想，我要开个门，总得进去聊两句才走吧，对吧
？And I thought since I've already entered, maybe I should talk to him.
所以我关了门，进去跟他聊了两句。
So I closed the door and talked to him.
我谢谢他一直替我关心这件事。
And I thank him for being considerate about this thing.
我就要走了。
And then I was about to leave.
就在我要开门出去之前。
And the moment before I leave,
电话响了。
The phone rang.
他说 ，Can you hold, please?
And then he said, can you hold, please?
我说 sure.
And I said, yeah, sure.
这个各方面的这个我已经觉得奇怪，电话会响。
I was surprised. Why did the phone ring?
拿起个电话。某个教授需要一个 25% 的 TA.
And a professor needed a 25% TA.
他就说 Mr. Lee, do you want it?
And he said, Mr. Lee, do you want it?
我告诉你，那门课我就是不想教。
Well, I don't really want to teach that course.
但是我就在想，主，你不跟我开玩笑吧？我第四个半礼拜有人打电话来说你有一个 job， 你要不要
？And he said, Lord, you don't joke with me. And you know, in the fourth week, somebody called and said, you know, do you want this job？
所以我说 sure。
And of course, I say sure。
虽然我不喜欢教这门课，但是我说主，你真的这样给我一份工啊
？And even though I don't like to teach that course，
我才刚进研究院啊。This is my first quarter.
I just entered the graduate school, and it's the first quarter.
当然，其他人都拿了。
Of course, other people got theirs too.
我就去找那个教授。
And I went to that professor.
当然，我拿到了。
And yes, I truly got that assistantship.
我前面排队的人没拿到。
The people who lined up before me, they didn't get it.
在我排队的后面的人没拿到。
And those who are behind me didn't get it either.
这几个礼拜下来，只有我一个人拿到。
I was the only one who got a job out of those weeks of lining up.
这是我在学进这个字的意思。
This is how I learned to put out my best.
你知道这门课开了两班。
This class has two sections.
第二班是我室友在教的，他是那一课的 TA。
The other section was taught by my roommate.
这我这一班人多一点，所以两个 TA， 另外一个50%。
My class has more students, so there were two TA, and that guy got 50%.
那个是我们的弟兄，我们非常要好。
He's also a brother, and we're very friends.
基本上我可以叫他全他做都可以了。
And I can just have him do the whole thing.
你知道我那次的经历太大了。
That experience was great.
钱照收，我四个礼半礼拜没做过事了。
I got paid for the whole quarter, but
整个月没做事，收钱。
No work, but got paid.
学费不是已经交了吗
？And you know, I already paid the tuition.
哇，突然间就是还钱呢，这个因为一半的学费了，这个都是 in state 的学费，我那时候 pay out state 的，这个对不对？突然间钱就进来了。
And then got a refund for the tuition.
你知道，对我里面的主，你对我太好。
And so inside of me, I said, Lord, you are so good to me.
的确给我知道，我只进就是个这，你做其他的 ，you do the rest.
And I learned that I do my part, and he will do the rest.
当我讲这个哈，我就需要再讲一点了。
And since I mentioned this, I need to add one more point.
因为现在很多人找工啊。
Because a lot of people are looking for a job right now.
所以有人就来问我 ，Andrew， 你讲尽你本分。
So people say, well, you said you do your part.
所以我现在找工了。
And now I'm looking for a job.
是不是我全世界都投了？
Oh, does it mean that I?
不，全世界太大了，对不对？全美国投。
Or at least whole U.S.
对不对？一千封都投出去，哈，么拥沙网的，这么丢出去了。
Kind of like casting a net, you know.
这是不是这样子叫做尽我的本分
？Does this mean that this is doing my best?
说这个。我需要有点交通的。
So I want a fellowship on this.
我们在主的面前哈，我们那、这个是在主的面前的，我们要先知道我要什么。
When we come before the Lord, we need to know what do we really want.
我们必须知道的。
We have to know.
第二个。
Secondly.
主你要什么
？What does the Lord want?
你的原则是什么？
What is your principle?
你在我身上的计划是什么
？And what is your purpose in my life?
好好思想这两个问题。
We need to think about these two things.
我要什么
？What do I want?
你要什么
？What do you want?
你在我身上的计划是什么？
And what is your plan in my life?
你知道，如果你真的能够这样想，
If you really think like that,
那就是马太福音六章三十三节就要进来了，先求他的果与他的义，这些东西加给你。
Then comes in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
我再说啊，什么叫做先求他的果与他的义？
Again, what does it mean to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness?
不是从我出发的，是从你出发的。
It's not out of me, but it's first out of him.
这个不是 self-centered, 是 Christ-centered.
It is not self-centered, it's Christ-centered.
所以我必须是从他的出发点来看这个事的。
So I have to see things from his perspective.
我有心愿。
I have a willingness.
这个 wish, okay. 我有心愿说我想要怎么样。
I have a wish that I want certain things.
我这个 wish 跟神是不是 in line, 是不是连在一起。
But is my wish the same as in line with his purpose?
我可以不对，那主你决定，因为我 I'm blind, I didn't see it, 我没看到了。
If I'm wrong or I'm blind, Lord, you can decide.
说今天在留美的学生。
So today for people who are here to study.
我们都想留美国。
Most of us want to stay here in this country.
要问自己，我为什么要留美国？
You have to ask yourself, why do I want to stay here?
我留美国跟主你有什么关系？
Is there a relation between me staying here and you, Lord?
你必须能够讲真正对自己说，我留美国主是跟你是很大的关系。
If you want to stay here, it has to be have a real link to what the Lord wants.
我留美国，我属灵会更加比较属灵一点。
Maybe if I stay here, I'll be more spiritual.
我留美国可能会爱你多一点。
Maybe if I'm here, I will love you more.
你最好真的哈，神看你的心里，你乱讲没用，这个你骗人可以，骗不了他。
If you're just saying it, you know, you cannot lie to the Lord. He sees your heart.
说当你说我要这个留下来是跟你连上的话，
If you say you want to stay here and it's linked to the Lord,
我要留美国，
I want to stay here in the US,
就要问自己为什么。
You have to ask yourself, why?
我如果要留明州，为什么？
Or you want to stay in the Minnesota,
我要去别的州，为什么？
Or you want to go to another state,
我们对主是诚实的。
We have to be honest to the Lord,
让主在这个世上来鉴察我。
Let the Lord examine us.
当我们这个回答能够跟主真的连上，
If our answer is really in line with the Lord,
我告诉你，神的答应 on the way.
And then his answer is on the way.
因为你真的很诚实的在他面前已经先做了这个跟他 work on 的事情了。
Because you have worked with him on this thing.
这个没做。然后呢，我就求啊，你给我留在美国没用的。
But if you have not gone through this and you say, "Oh Lord, please help me stay,"
那我们就鱼翁撒网，呜一堆信出去。我告诉你，你根本不知道是主给你的。
And then you send out the hundreds of letters. You don't know whether it's really the Lord or not.
说当我们这个这样子，我们知道主的答应已经在路上了。
If we do this, then we know His answer is on the way.
我们就要问主，我要。申请哪里了？
Then we ask the Lord, where
这么多工作，我申请哪一个？
There's so many out there. Which one should I apply?
神会给我们知道的。
Then the Lord will let us know.
我们不需要渔翁撒网的。
We don't have to cast out.
因为在这个路上，我们还要带进来一个我们的祷告与我们信心的操练。
Because we still have to learn one more thing. It's the relationship of faith and the prayer.
你知道我。研究员毕业，我没做过任何 intern。
Before I graduate, I never went into any internship.
我的同学每一个都是找 intern， 我都没找。
All my classmates look for internship.
因为我也没时间去找。
And because I don't even have time to look for it.
我那时候真的花时间好好来认识主。
And that time, I used that time to know the Lord.
到我研究院硕士毕业了。
So after I graduated from my master's degree,
我要申请工，还要。弟兄提醒我，你该申请工了。
A brother said to me, "You have to start looking for a job."
所以，我这个是我在主面前沟通过的。
And this is what I went through before the Lord.
然后说 interview 就 interview 了嘛。
and said, "Oh, there's an interview. Of course, I go to the interview."
那后来才知道 interview 要准备的。
It's only afterwards that I realized to prepare for an interview.
我不知道面试要准备，反正他讲什么就讲嘛，这个反正就是又不是不会讲话的人，对不对？但没想到原来他可以问很多很 tough 的 question.
Of course, I thought it was just a conversation. Didn't realize that they can ask tough questions during interview.
当我被问到说 What is your weakness? 我说哇塞，他问我 weakness， 我诚实告诉他，他还要我吗？
When he asked me what's your weakness, I thought if I tell him my weakness, are they still gonna want me?
这个进这个字又来了。
So again, this thing about doing your best.
我好好买一本面试的书，好好读。
So I bought a book about how to be interviewed.
我跟主说，我已经晚开步了。
And I said to the Lord, I'm kind of late.
几天后就要面试了。
Because in a few days the interview will come.
你这几天给我好好这些能够功课做好。
So let me do my homework this few days.
所以我可以跟弟兄姊妹讲，这是我们必须跟我们的主有走过这个路的。
We need to walk with the Lord along this way.
不然你不会在整个过程中你更信得过主，更爱主。
Otherwise, you will not believe faith in Him more or and love Him more.
所以在这里啊，主耶稣这个说、啊、你第一个最大的诫命就是说你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And so the first and great commandment is to love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind.
你知道这个心，什么性情啊、意念啊，全部是我们魂里面的。
We know the heart and everything, thoughts is all in our soul.
主要我们这个里面这个人能够归给他的。
He wants this inside, inward person to be holy. Given to him.
他要得着我们这个己的生命能够给他。
He wants this self-life.
所以我们己能够给他，这个圣经讲舍己嘛。
If we can give ourselves, it says denying ourselves.
你要舍己，那没有十字架在你身上做什么事，你绝对舍不了的。
If you want to deny yourself, if there's no cross, you cannot give up yourself.
这个我们看一节圣经哈，这个马可福音十四章第八节。
So let's turn to Mark 14:18. 14:8.
马可福音第十四章第八节。
Mark 14:8.
这里也是另外一个马一另又这个第十四章第八节哈，这个主说啊，他所做的是尽他所能的。他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
She had done what she could. She is come beforehand to anoint my body to the burying.
这里讲另外一个玛利亚。
This talks about another Mary.
这个玛利亚就是马大，拉撒路的这个玛利亚。
This Mary is the sister of Martha and Lazarus.
我们都知道她的故事。
We know her story.
其实刚刚讲那个什么头发擦干，也是讲她。
The one who wiped Jesus' feet with her tears, also the same person.
她把真拿达香膏带到主这里来了。
She brought this ointment to before the Lord.
她把玉瓶打破了。
She broke that jasper.
那个瓶子很贵的。
That vase is very expensive.
有人说要倒出来，她打破了。
Some people will just pour out, but she broke that vessel.
好吧，这一堆香膏全部倒在耶稣身上。
And she poured everything on the Lord.
你知道这香膏是做什么用的
？What is this nard for？
是一个女孩子从小的时候一直存到准备出嫁，她的嫁妆。
This nard is kept until the day when she's gonna get married, and that's gonna be her dowry.
她那一天全倒给主。
But what she did was she poured everything.
有人告诉我们说，她那一瓶的香膏是一年的薪水。
Some people say that this jar costs 1 year's salary.
你就看你一年的薪水多少。
How much is your salary for a year?
她一年的薪水全倒。
She poured that 1 year's salary on the Lord.
你知道有些门徒在旁边呢，哎呦，浪费，浪费。
And their disciples around there say, "Oh, what a waste."
倒一点点给主就可以了。
You can just pour a little bit. That would be.
哇，你全倒了。
Why do you need to pour everything?
浪费。
That's a waste.
我们要问，真的浪费吗？
We should ask, is it really a waste?
主耶稣说他尽他所能的。
But the Lord said she done all she could.
玛利亚只有一件事是说，我要告诉主说，我是爱你的。
Mary wants to tell the Lord, I love you.
但玛利亚在想，我怎么给主知道我是爱他的呢？
How do I show the Lord that I love him?
我这么多罪，他赦免了。
He has forgiven this much sin.
我要给主知道我爱他的。
I want to let the Lord know that I love him.
他怎么想到倒香膏？
How can she think about pouring this ointment?
主耶稣讲什么？他是为我安葬，预先先倒。
And the Lord said she's doing it for my burial.
你看，这个他有个想法，主一定讲过，我要到耶路撒冷时，我被杀，我会死的，三天后复活。
The Lord has said, I'm going to Jerusalem, I'm going to die and be buried 3 days, I'm going to rise again.
所有人讲的，你不可以去，不可以去死。
Others are saying, no, you cannot die.
玛利亚，没有，你会死，我就先膏你。
And to Mary, yes, you will die, but I'm going to anoint you first.
耶稣怎么说？他尽，他看到他的心，他说他已经尽他所能的。
The Lord saw her heart and said that she has done all that she can.
我们如果有一天给主能够说，虽然我看起来不甚起眼，但主说他尽他所能的。
If one day the Lord can say to us, you have done all you can, maybe it's not a big thing, but if he can say that.
有一天主耶稣在那里看，大家把钱摆到奉献箱里面去了。
One day the Lord was looking and people are putting their money in the offering box.
有人搞背很多。
Some people put a lot.
有个老太太来了，寡妇来了。
But there was a widow, she came.
她摆两个小钱进去。
And put 2 coins.
主耶稣就说话了。
And the Lord said something.
其他人摆的是他多余的，摆进来了。
The other people, they only put their leftovers.
这个寡妇。
But this widow.
是把她所有的给出来。
She put all she had.
说你发现主今天要的是尽你所有的。
And so today the Lord wants you to, for you to do all you can.
他讲到我们爱主这件事，要我们尽我们所有的爱他。
And so we have to love him with all our heart.
我们看看主要我们爱他的第二个是什么样的。
Secondly, how does he want us to love him?
约翰福音二十一章。
John 21.
约翰福音第二十一章第十五节。
Verse 15.
我们刚刚读了第十六节，我们今天回来再看第十五节。
We read verse 16 first. Now we want to come back to verse 16. Now we want to do verse 15.
这个也还是上半段哈。他们吃完早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我。”比这些更深吗？
So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?
那这个不是在问了，你爱我吗？
This is not asking, do you love me?
这个问是说，你爱我比这些更多吗？
This is asking, do you love me more than these?
我们知道，彼得是打鱼的。
We know, Peter, is a fisherman.
他一生就是打鱼的。
A whole life he's fishing.
打鱼是他的职业。
Fishing is his career.
这次因为听主的话打了153条鱼。
And this time because he listened to the Lord, he catch 153.
很多。
There are a lot of them.
哎呦，打鱼的人就希望看到很多鱼往上来了。
To fishermen, they love to have a great catch.
主真会抓住机会问了，你爱我比这些多吗？
And the Lord used this opportunity to ask, do you love me more than thee?
你今天赚很多钱。
Maybe today you earn a lot of money.
主搞不好突然间来问你，你爱我比那些钱多吗？
Maybe the Lord comes, do you love me more than those money?
所以我们要好好想这件事，主在问我们，主今天这个要求又进一步了。
So this demand is one more step.
你爱我比这些更多吗？
He asked, do you love me more than thee?
那我们来看看主对爱这个他怎么要求哈？
We see what's the demand of love.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew 10.
马太福音第十章第三十七节。
Matthew 10:37.
马太福音第十章第三十七节。 爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
路加福音第十四章二十六节。
Luke 14:26.
路加福音十四章第二十六节。
14:26.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sister, yeah, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
哇，我们读到这个，我们就说，哦，你的要求好高哦。
Probably we say, Lord, you have such high demand.
我们是要注意看，他没有叫你不爱他们。
He's not saying not to love them.
啊，如果你今天刚好在吵架，或者你正在讨厌这个爸爸妈妈，这个，哎呦，圣经讲的，我要爱主不爱你。
Maybe you are quarreling with your parents, and now you rationalize, oh, you know, the Bible said we have to love the Lord and not parents.
圣经从来没叫你们不要爱你父母、妻子、儿女的哈。
The Bible does not say that you should not love your wife, your husband.
他这里只是讲，当这个利益上跟爱主跟爱你父母、妻子、儿女出了利益上的冲突，你要爱主过于爱他们。
But it is when there's a conflict of interest between the Lord and those you love, you have to love the Lord.
不然的话，我们就不会尽的爱我们的主了。
Otherwise, you cannot. Love the Lord with all your heart.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们今天在这个跟随主的路上，这个一定面对的。
When we follow the Lord today, we'll definitely face this.
特别我们很多学生呢，你家里都不信主，这些会面对到。
Many students here, your family is not believers, are not believers, then you'll face this.
那我们很多人遇到都是上香的问题。
So, like, you know, you have to, worship with incense.
嗯，你知道，家里刚好有人过世还是什么要上香，你说我今天只敬拜一个神，我不上香，麻烦了。
So let's say somebody passed away in the family, and you say, no, I cannot be, you know, worshiping with the incense.
很多人第一次跟家里有冲突就是这个开始。
And usually this is the first point of conflict with your family.
从来没有。
You don't have conflict before.
但是主纪念。
But then the Lord remembered this.
你知道我过去我们有个弟兄。
We have a brother.
他一家几个兄弟姐妹，大概五六个吧。
They have maybe five or six siblings.
他最小，只有他信主。
He's the only believer in that family.
跟妈妈特亲。
And he's very close to his mom.
妈妈过世了。
And then the mom passed away.
他要回去。
And he has to go back.
哦，这个我们说这个男的最小的儿子，这个你不上香怎么可能？
Oh, he's the youngest. If he doesn't want to hold that incense, that's gonna be a big problem.
他后来回来告诉我。
And when he came back, he said.
他说我没有上香。
He said I didn't do it.
我回去就跟我大哥先说。
I told my eldest brother.
我信耶稣了。
I believe the Lord Jesus.
这个我不能不做这个事。
And so I cannot do this anymore.
哎，他的大哥还蛮理解的。
And the elder brother is very understanding.
他说你不做没事了，反正我有什么事我顶住就是了。
He said, well, that's fine. You can't do it. I'm going to take care of it.
一家三十几个亲戚。
There were like 30 some relatives.
还有他的侄儿侄女，都二十几岁的人，二十一二岁的人。
They have nephews, nieces who are, you know, grown up.
他们都跪在那里走圈呢。
They were all kneeling, and kneeling, going on a circle.
他是唯一一个站在那里没跪的。
He was the only one who stand there and didn't kneel down.
所有的邻居过来就指着他骂。
All the neighbors came and were, you know, rebuking him.
他说整个仪式什么都过了之后。
And then after the whole thing.
这些二十几岁的这些侄儿侄女就来找他。
Those 20-some nephews and nieces came to him.
他说小叔啊。
Instead, uncle.
什么叫信耶稣
What does it mean to believe in Jesus?
我们根本不知道跪在这里干嘛的。
We don't know why we're kneeling here.
我们也不相信这些事情。
And we don't believe in this.
只是我们听话做了。
But we obeyed and just do it.
什么叫信耶稣？你告诉我好不好
？But tell us, what does it mean to believe in Jesus?
他回来告诉我，哎呦，我就是没好好聚会。
I said I didn't go to meeting regularly.
他问的每一句我会回答的。
He asked and I don't know how to answer.
他就只会说去礼拜堂，去礼拜堂。
And so I said, well, go to church.
我回来就很懊恼，我就是不会回答什么叫做信耶稣。
And so I really regret I cannot answer that.
但他做了一个见证。
But he gave a testimony.
使他这些亲人，这些比他小一辈的开始来看什么叫信耶稣。
And he let those younger generation know what it is.
福音的光进到这个家了。
The light of the gospel entered into that home.
你知道我有一本书啊，叫做《童声的呼唤》。
I have a book about having the same life.
Like, the cry of a child.
The cry of a child.
这本书是从我出国从香港带过来。
I brought this from China. from Hong Kong.
有一我不我常。谢谢你 ，I'm from China.
Now it is.
这个书，我常常很多人在我家借书。
A lot of people borrow books from.
这本书出去就一去没回了。
And this book never returns.
我再买不到这本书。
And I cannot buy this book again.
因为这本书啊，实在帮助了很多人。
This book really helped a lot.
一个12岁的孩子，他信主。
A 12-year-old believed in the Lord.
爸爸反对的不得了。
The dad is very much against.
他爸爸是一个 carpenter 木匠。
The dad is a carpenter.
绝对反对他去教会。
And it's against him even going.
但你不要看他小，他十二岁，他真的就是被主拯救了。
But this 12-year-old was.
常常偷偷的去聚会了。
And so secretly he went.
爸爸骂打了什么都没用，还是去。
And no matter what the dad did.He still go.
所以有一次
so one time,
爸爸真的生气了
The dad was really mad.
他说我就不让你再去
Said, I'm not going to let you go again.
一棍把他脚 打断
And hit him and broke his feet.
他说你看你怎么再去
He said, I'll see how you go again.
他断了脚的时候没办法去了
With that broken limb, he cannot go to church.
但是脚后来还是 好回来
Then of course, he's limbs healed.
但是呢，他从此是一个瘸腿的孩子。
And so from then on, he became a lame person.
他腿可以走路的时候。
When he can walk.
他又去聚会了。
Then he go again.
这次的去。
But this time.
他爸爸，什么力量让我儿子还去的
？The dad think, what is that force that's moving my son to go?
爸爸跟着去了。
And so the dad went with him.
没多久，爸爸信主。
And not long after, the dad believed in the Lord.
他用一条腿换了他爸爸的灵魂。
In exchange for that limb, he exchanged it for a soul.
看起来当初非常背叛，不听父亲的话。
At that time, he looks like a rebellious kid.
他不是背叛，他希望我爸爸能够信主。
But actually, he's not rebellious. He just wants.
同时间。我不想得罪我的主。
I don't want to offend my Lord.
这个见证在那时就传开了。
So that testimony was spread.
其实这些见证很多，但是这本书我特喜欢。
There are many types of many testimony like this, but I like this book the most.
我找不到。
And I cannot find this book.
你这带着身到中国来。
When Hudson Taylor went to China.
他说我有1000英镑，没有一磅不给中国。
If I have £1,000, I'm not going to keep even £1 from the Chinese.
我如果1000条性命，没有一条性命不给中国人。
And if I have 1,000 lives, I'm not going to keep one from.
我们要问一个英国人为什么要这么爱中国人。
Maybe we can ask how an English person can love China that much.
中国人都不这么爱中国人了，为什么一个英国人这么爱中国人？
You know, Chinese people don't love their own. How can an English man love the Chinese?
在他去中国之前。
But before he went there,
他有个女朋友。
He has a girlfriend.
也是信耶稣的。
Who is also a believer.
所以在信仰这个事上没错，他没有找个不信的。
Yeah, he didn't did anything wrong. He found a believer.
一直跟女朋友说我要到中国去。
And he told this girlfriend of his that I want to go to China.
说你也跟我到中国去。
He said you can come with me to China.
这是中国人都非常可爱。
Chinese people are lovely.
那我们都去帮他们信耶稣。
We can help them believe in the Lord.
一直到他出发。
Until he left.
这个女孩子说我才不到中国去。
The girl said, "No, I'm not going with you."
我们的弟兄还是上路。
But our brother still went on.
到了中国。
And when he went to China,
还写信给女朋友。
He still wrote to the girlfriend.
希望她也到中国来。
Hoping that she will come.
但是女朋友说，你既然真的要在中国，我们分手吧。
And so the girlfriend said, since you want to be in China, we will part.
他就问主。
And then he asked the Lord.
主啊，你这么爱我们，为什么她不愿意来？
Said you love us so much, how come she's not willing to come?
他说主，你怎么她不愿意爱这些人呢？
Why does she not love these people?
这是他问主的。
He asked the Lord.
当然你说这个感情投下去，现在为着我要爱主，我这个感情摆下了。
But because I love the Lord, I'm going to lay down my feelings.
之后当然他很出名，一个帮我很大的一个事情的时候，他就跟主说 I need a wife.
Later on, he told the Lord, I need a wife.
主为他预备的是一个从马来西亚的一个姊妹，也是宣教士的女儿，到了中国。
And the Lord prepared for him a lady from Malaysia who is also a child of the missionary. And
父母都在马来西亚殉道了。
The parents were martyred in Malaysia.
这个姊妹是完全能够投进去服侍的。
And this sister can put all her heart into ministry.
神就给她成为我们戴德森弟兄的妻子。
And then became his wife.
说你要知道神似乎拿走了一个。
As if the Lord took away one.
我们那时候常常勉励自己 ，The best is yet to come.
We
always 还没到。
Encourage ourselves that the best is yet to come.
神不是勉强我们来爱他的。
The Lord does not force us to love him.
神是吸引我们来爱他的。
But the Lord attracts.
当我们愿意尽我们所能的爱主的话。
If we can love him with all we can.
主不把次要的摆在你面前，是把最好的摆在你面前。
The Lord is not going to give you the second best, but he's going to present
you. 他拿走的都是次好的。
What he took away is always the second best.
他把最好的留给你。
He's going to keep for you the best.
你知道我们戴德森弟兄，从年轻有个青梅竹马的一个女孩子邻居。
There's a neighbor who grew up with him.
怎么搞的这女孩就是不信主。
But this lady.Doesn't want to believe.
他又很喜欢他。
And he loves that person.
有一天，主对我们弟兄说，放掉他。
But then the Lord said to him, "Let her go."
哦，你知道我们弟兄那时候21岁。
Our brother was only 21 years.
我问问现在在座的21岁，哦呦，我那时候是这放掉我这个这么喜欢的女孩，这怎么可能啊
？At that point. To let go of someone whom I love so much is so hard.
他就跟主说。
But he said to the Lord.
只要你不要我放，我到边疆传福音都可以。
Oh, if you tell me you don't need me to let her go, I will go even to the farthest land to preach the gospel.
我在想，他又不想去边疆，你去边疆有啥用
？I thought, well, the lady doesn't want to go. If you go, what's the point?
他可能没想到这个。
But probably he didn't.
他只是想一个交换的条件。
He just want to negotiate with the Lord.
他就去祷告，神从来没放松过这个条件。
But even after he prayed, the Lord never give in.
每次祷告，主就说放掉他。
The Lord still say let her go.
他说我就是不肯。
And then he said, but I can't.
他说有一天。
But then one day.
当他亲近主的时候。
When he come before the Lord.
主的爱，不知道怎么就浇灌下来，充满了他。
The love of the Lord fills him.
他说那刻我能够这个女孩从不是我头脑是从整个人里面出去了。
And at that point, the lady just went out from him, not just from his head.
他写一首诗歌，主爱长阔高深。
And he wrote a hymn that the love of the Lord is deep and
high. 我愿意来爱。
And I'm willing to.
如果你看他的故事见证的话，他就出去贴福音条子在 登柱上啊，就是跟你去传福音去了。
If you read his testimony, you will see that he went out and have, you know, put on a gospel poster and to preach the gospel.
这个女孩进了大学。
And the lady went on to college.
爱世界爱得不得了。
And she loves the world.
成为学校里面的校花。
She was like the muse of that college.
那如果你远远看，那个不死心也死心。这个就是说 hopeless， 那就完全往世界跑。
She just went with the world, and there's no hope.
多年后，信主了。
After many years, she believed in the Lord.
十年后
，10 years later，
神还是让这个女孩成为我们尼弟兄的妻子。
And still, this lady became the wife of Brother Nee.
Can you believe that?
Can you believe that?
神就在看你这十年。你对我的心是怎么样的
？In these 10 years, how is your heart towards me?
你爱我，我绝对不亏待你。
If you love me, I'm not gonna let you.
我一定把最好的给你。
I'm gonna give you the best.
我常常有时候想，一个校花会喜欢一个穷传道不得了，我告诉你。
I always think a muse would love a poor preacher.
你知道，我爱享受生活，可以到这种地步的。穷啊，这个生活很穷啊。
She used to love pleasure and now has to be poor.
我告诉你，她结婚那一天，尼弟兄还忘记去呢。
And that day, during the wedding, the brother even forgot to show up.
他早上还在带聚会。
Because he was still leading a meeting.
还在那里讲道。
Still preaching.
下午结婚。
And in the afternoon, supposedly.
后来有个弟兄冲跑过来，结婚了。
And the brother came running and said, "Here's your wedding."
赶快给他穿一套衣服就去了。
And then, you know, put on some clothing and then went to the wedding.
并不是说他不爱他的妻子。
It's not that he does not love his wife.
他的心，我要以爱主为先。
But his heart is towards the Lord first.
所以，我今天只能够谈这么多。
So today can only speak so much.
主在这里要我们做一个尽心、尽性。尽意尽力爱主。
The Lord wants us to love Him with all our heart, with all our mind.
不止我们里面要尽。
Not only all from inside.
马可福音那个尽力，我们外面也是拼上的。
But with all our strength, so outwardly we have to give our all.
我们可以外面拼上，有热心，那不行的。如果里面没有，那是假的。
If we have only outward things with zeal, that's not.
但是如果我们里面有一个是要愿意把主尽量的拼上的，我们外面一定有行动的。
But if we have something inside, outside we have to have.
外面没行动，就证明里面没有的。
If there's no action outside, then it proves there's nothing inside.
我一月份两次的聚会跟弟兄姊妹交通到出熟的脖子。
There were two sessions I used to talk about first fruits.
我已经讲了，我举了很多，但愿我们能够在某些方面能够成为一个出熟的果子，现在主的面前。
And I've spoken about any aspect, but may we be the first fruit offered to the Lord.
就算是很小的事，没人看中的，但主，你看我的心，我愿意在这件事上，我能够成为一个出熟的果子，在你面前。
Even if it's a small thing, but at least in this thing, I am a first fruit for you.
我们能否说主在爱主你这件事上，我愿意成为一个出手的活子，我来爱你。
That in this thing about loving you, I will be a first fruit to love you.
我可能不知道怎么样是怎么这个爱，但是我愿意尽我今天所知道的，尽我今天所学习的，我来爱你。
Maybe I don't know totally about this love, but with what I know, with what I can, do everything to love you.
我会再举一些例子，下次再交通好。
So I have other examples, and we will talk about them next time.
我一开始跟大家读了另外一节圣经。
I want to talk. There was another verse we read.
就在帖撒罗尼迦后书讲的，前书讲的是吧？这个愿主引导我的心，叫我能够爱神。
And it's a Second Thessalonians saying that may the Lord direct my heart that I can love him.
愿主引导我的心，我能够爱他。
That the Lord direct my heart to love.
我们承认我们没有爱的。
Yes, we do not have love.
但是我们有个祷告。
But we have a prayer.
主，愿你引导我的心来爱你。
May you direct my heart to love you.
我不只是信你。
Not only believe you.
你引导我来爱你。
But lead me to love you.
使我还能够尽我所能的爱你。
That I can do all I can to love you.
但我们不管我们信主多久。
No matter how long we have been believers,
不管你今天是年轻还是年长的人，
whether you're young or you're older,
永远没有太晚。
There's no a time that's too
late. 主，引导我的心来爱你。
Direct my heart to love you.
使我能够尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力来爱你。
That I will love you with all my heart, with my soul, my mind, and my strength.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
说我们再一次到你的面前来。
Lord, we come before you once again.
说我们承认我们是一个很愚钝的人。
We are really slow people.
我们也承认我们是一个爱自己的人。
And we are those who love ourselves.
我们不懂来爱你。
We do not know how to love you.
但主，今天愿我们的耳朵都向你打开。
But may our ears be open to you today.
因为你在问我们，你爱我吗？
Because you're asking us, do you love me?
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
所以但愿我们听见你在我们心里面这个呼唤。
That we hear this call in us.
我们能够有个回应。
And we will have a response.
所以我们愿意来爱你。
That Lord, we want to love you.
所以我们愿意尽学习尽我们所能的来爱你。
And we want to learn to do all we can to love you.
所以给我们更多认识我们自己。
That we will know ourselves more.
以致我们知道我们不过只是一个人。
That we know that we are nothing but human.
我们也有许多的败坏。
There's so much bad stuff in us.
谢谢你，就刚刚我们唱的诗歌，你的宝血永远有功效。
Thank you, Lord. Like the song says that the blood is forever of useful.
我们来到你面前，你一定能够赦免。
And when we come before you, you can forgive us.
但愿我们是那一个经历你赦免多的人。
That we are going to be those who experience much forgiveness.
我们就能够爱你更多。
And we can love much.
说纪念我们。
Lord, please remember us.
在你回来之前。
That before you're coming back.
使我们能够都是一个爱你的人。
That we will be those who love you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 聚会就到这里。